When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Adam Hall is a trained shaman and teacher of A Course in Miracles. He's the creator of The Genius Process, founder and CEO at The Genius Studio. Adam has 4 decades of experience as an impact investor and entrepreneur. He is a published author and has been a featured presenter at various summits. And here he is back on Coast to Coast, Adam Hall. Adam, welcome back.
It's great to hear your voice, George, and great to be back with everybody. I'm looking forward to our conversation tonight.
How is our friend that has to do with miracles? You bring us such powerful information every time you're on.
Well, thank you. I'm smiling. I enjoyed the lead-in music. Do you believe in miracles? So would I. And I look forward to exploring that, especially with a world that's seemingly so challenged and inviting us, and maybe some of us are calling miracles, and we get to explore a little bit of that tonight and enliven that, and hopefully more of our lives.
Is a miracle necessarily all religious?
Absolutely not at all. I mean, oftentimes we have perceptions of miracles, as you know, George, as something miraculous happens, and it does. There are those kind of events where somebody is cured of a deadly illness, and which is often engaged with faith and connection. And sometimes we relate that to a religious experience. But what I have found that the vast majority of miracles have nothing to do with religion. They have to do with our own inner presence, our own beliefs, and our own faith in something that is serving the greater good of us all. And that's not necessarily religious.
Right.
It may be spiritual to some, but actually it's just belief and faith in what could possibly happen.
What creates the miracle, Adam? Are we tapping into some kind of source? Are we doing it to ourselves? Where's it coming from?
Well, that's a great question, George. And what I've kind of experienced over the years of my own particular journey into what is a miracle, how does that impact my life, or how has it come into my life, what I've discovered is that miracles are a shift in perception. And it can be as simple as shifting away from an anger and a hatred or an unforgiving experience with someone to just shifting into a place of saying, okay, I don't want to be tethered to that story. I want to shift into a new story, into a new way of living my life. And that actually is a miracle because we leave behind what's no longer serving us. So miracles move us from those old stories by shifting our perception into what's serving the greater good of ourselves. And, of course, ultimately, George, the planet.
That's true. Does prayer play a part in miracles, Adam?
Well, absolutely. I think a couple things that are that I have found is kind of a best practice be it prayer, but even more than prayer is what I have found is coming in just a real presence of heart, of mind, of soul, just being connected to that place within you that is so aligned with love and kindness and compassion that it cultivates that energy, it cultivates that field. Therefore, we can experience the everyday miracle.
What would you say a miracle is? Give us a few examples.
Well, I'll share with you an example that comes very close to home for me.
All right.
And that's related to my three daughters. And I now have seven granddaughters, believe it or not.
Oh, good for you.
I think I mentioned that.
And they're all precious, aren't they?
They're all precious as can be. But there was a time in my life after I got divorced where they were gone from my life. And I won't get into all of the drama and the story of it, but it was a tremendous life loss for me because they are the most precious things in the world to me. They are the most important things to me. And I had no way to know where that would go or where it would lead other than that they had were left my life for reasons I won't get into, but ultimately the prayer supported me. The journey to love within myself was very supported to me. And when I began to shift away from the fear of my loss into the belief and faith in love and the love that I shared with my daughters, that they came back into my life in a beautiful new way. So there is the most important miracle that I experienced in shifting from that fear to that love, from that loss to that which I will always hold most deeply in my heart. And those three precious girls, that's where I know they are.
Super. You know, there are a number of stories, too, where people have had reports of tumors disappearing with prayer and stuff like that. To me, that's a miracle.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we hear of those stories, and I think those are miracles. And I believe, from what little I do know about that, about curing cancer. I'm not a medical doctor or anything of this nature, but what I've known through my own healing and helping healing with others and seeing major healings happen within people that I work with in my own life, is that when they come back into that place of prayer, when they come into that place of their own divine ground, as we would say, when they come into that place in the presence of light, of love, of God, if you will, if that's how you would refer to that, is that miracle can really happen and really occur. We're seeing it all the time. And some of us don't need that kind of miracles. Many of us do, so we hold them in the place where they can experience these kind of miracles. I'm so happy to hear your belief in those miracles.
Oh, my
George.
God, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, for a miracle to occur to an individual, Adam, must they believe in miracles?
Well, that's an interesting question, because I believe belief is one of the key things. But I want to qualify what I just said a little bit. I'm going to drill down and hack that for a minute, because there's belief in the separate part of ourselves, separate from our whole self, our God self, our higher self, as some would say. And we can believe in things, and yet that in that place of belief, of separation, kind of ego and personal interest, kind of narcissistic belief system, that kind of belief does not support manifesting the kind of miracles that I'm speaking of. It may manifest a lot of other things, but the kind of miracles that we speak to in our new book that I just put out with Deborah Engel and Alan Cohen is we speak to an alignment of body, mind, spirit, soul into the presence of shifting away from that separate mindset, shifting into that place of the miracle mind. which is the greatest intelligence of all. So belief, yes, but qualified because no, not in the separate idea of self and self-serving, but really in serving the greater good of your, of course yourself, but others as well.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
In your book, Miracles, you talk about 13 wisdom teachings. Is there any particular one that is more important than the other for helping to create a miracle?
Well, there is. In the one that I would refer to here, George, with that your question is something we refer to in the book is true purpose, not just purpose, true purpose. And Robert Brine said the purpose of life is a life, a purpose. True purpose is living a life of purpose, which in essence of what we share in Miracles, the purpose-driven life is the authentic life, the life that's aligned with the heart, that aligns heart and mind. So true purpose, that which leads always to your greatest good, the truest, most integral self, is the invitation to miracles. Very supportive. If you practice anything, that place within you that is most authentic is the miracle worker.
If you had 20 people praying for a miracle, and then you had in another room just one person praying, would the 20 make it happen more so than the one? I don't think they would. I don't think that matters.
No, it does not matter. I think it's kind of quantum mechanics, actually. We're all aligned in that wave, whether you're one or you're 100 or you're 1,000. We're all connected in that field of miracles. So the power of an individual is as great as the power of a greater force when it comes to aligning with spirit and delivering miracles into our lives. It's not to say coming together in miracles is not a good or bad thing, because it's great to come together in prayer and in meditation and miracles. But ultimately, I would say to anybody, you can deliver the miracle standing tall, standing firm in your prayer and in your belief of life and love and the healing of yourself and perhaps somebody you love right now that's calling for that miracle.
Can you rattle through some of these other 13 wisdom teachings, one, of course, being true purpose, as you just mentioned?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we have forgiveness, which we've always spoken so much about, and forgiving of self and forgiving of others, not for what happened, because we can't deny that. But what we can do is we can free ourselves from the prison of being hanging on to the judgment of what happened. There's another beautiful one of course, is the inner peace, because the subtitle for our book is coming to that place of inner peace. Because in that true purpose, in that authentic self, George, we find that place of inner peace. That's the source of miracles. It comes from the peace within that emanates that light. There's other great teachings as well along the lines of destiny. What is your highest function on the planet? How can we live a life of divine doing and divine being, not simply living in a narcissistic world of doing for ourselves? I know that one well, lived much of my life that way. And ultimately, looking at evolution, looking at oneness, and looking at involution, how spirit, how the presence of the greater light and love flows through us all. They're all rich, and they're all have so much to offer in this journey of ours, and I encourage everybody to check it out.
How many times, Adam, have we heard people say, I really need a miracle on this one? Happens all the time, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, now more than ever, George, I think, you know, and I'm sure you're experiencing it. Many, many of those that are here with us tonight are experiencing that very question. And, you know, the world is seemingly in chaos. There's conflict and tension in the skies, on the ground, in the water, in our communities, in our families. And there's so much going on. We are really wanting and asking to align ourselves with seemingly a miracle. But I invite those that are feeling that way, I invite them tonight to really think about simply shifting our perception of it. And, of course, A Miracle speaks to this because it says, seek not to change the world, seek to change your mind about the world. How do we come to experience the world? Doesn't mean it's all not there, but it's how we experience and how we perceive it. So that's the miracle that I believe is supporting and guiding us through these great challenging times, not just our health crises that each of us face or our loved ones face, but the health crises of humanity that's happening. And that will help guide us through to, well, let's just say, new days, new earth, as many have spoken to.
Are miracles always present?
Always.
Do they always happen to good people?
They happen to anybody that asks, that aligns with the truest part of their heart and authenticity of what their intention is, and they always happen. It may take a little bit of time, but they always happen. Once that seed is planted, once it's nurtured, like in your garden, once it's nurtured, give a little water, pay attention to it, it will happen. I'm living that in my life. So I say that very clearly.
Do they make believers out of doubters when they do happen?
Well, there's always skeptics and cynics and non-believers. And
you may get some of those calls tonight, by the way.
Well, I welcome all calls because everybody needs to be heard. And I think this is important to really hear from people that are believers and doubters. And it's not a function of conversion. It's a function of supporting people into their own expansion and their own thought process. And I believe that we all live a journey of believing and discovering and disbelieving, and then believing and discovering and disbelieving. So it's a healthy process, an evolutionary process, to not always have to believe in everything, if you know what I mean. It's kind of fun to be curious and to be questioned and to doubt sometimes, because ultimately it can support your own personal journey into miracles and maybe new and better things for you that you may be looking for or dreaming about or fulfilling in your heart's truest desire.
What is a good definition, Adam, of a miracle? How would you categorize it?
That's a great question, George, and I'd categorize it simply as an alignment of body, mind, spirit, and soul, where we are able to shift our mind away from seeing things as separate to seeing and experience things as whole in the oneness of who we truly are.
How about also something like, that which should not happen, happens?
Well, I like that, and in some respects, because it's seemingly defying, you know, logic, defying science, even defying any rational.
It goes against the grain of everything, doesn't it?
It goes against the grain of and everything. So it's simply the it's almost like you flip it over. So it's like the paradox of it. You just flipped it over. It goes against everything. And oh my goodness, there it is. There is almost an awakening of like, well, how could that occur? That does happen. And what I'm offering here and what I'm sharing and what we share in the miracles is there's more to it than just that. There's more to it that invites everyday miracles. It invites them into your life. It invites them to be part of your own personal growth, your own personal journey, to whether it's at your work or people you know or in your relationship or just in being alive now with all its challenges. It invites us there as well, not just the seemingly big events or the things that are you are like unfathomable type of things.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.